So y'all ready for a non-set list concert of all Mumford & Sons songs?
We sing. Please sing again. Hey guys, welcome back to the Amateur Analyst. This is episode 4, and I'm joined here with Major Birmingham.
What's up?
So, Major, tell us a little bit about yourself before we start this episode.
Well, I attended Winfield City High Schools and graduated from there. I went to Bevel State Community College, and then I transferred to South Alabama, failed there, and now I'm at the University of Alabama.
Sweet. So, pretty nice success stories.
Yeah.
You play the guitar, though.
I do play a little bit of the strings.
Play some strings.
I play a little bit of the strings.
Can you maybe give us a little demonstration?
Do you
happen to have a guitar with you?
Well, it's quite weird you say that, because there is actually a guitar right in the corner of the room.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't see that earlier.
Was that good?
That was, yeah, I mean, okay.
Originally written by me.
I was written by you. All right, sweet. I mean, hey. So, Major, what did you do today?
Well, I prepared for this podcast for a couple of hours, and I had to clear my busy schedule to be on here, so you are welcome.
You know, I've had 3 different guests, and every guest has told me that they've had a busy schedule
that
to clear. They're all lying besides you.
You had 2 Estes brothers on here, so.
That's true, I did, and a Clark.
And a Luke Clark, so. All right, yeah. Well. This episode is sponsored by MeUndies.
I haven't done much. Well, actually, I have 250 worms coming in the mail tomorrow, so I'm excited about that.
Why do you have worms?
I've been getting into composting, right? Composting. By getting into compost, I've been throwing a bunch of like banana peels and stuff in this bin that my papa gave me, and I put some worms in there, dug up, but they all died and they're all dead now. So that's kind of. But anyway, yeah, so I just ordered, you know how much 250 worms are off Amazon? No. $36 freaking dollars.
Wow.
I don't know, but apparently they're good, so.
So what's the purpose of composting?
All right, so let's just go on with this episode. So Major suggested that he wanted to do either 9/11, the moon landing, or chemtrails.
All happy subjects for the time that we're going through right now.
Yeah, so but I don't really care what Major wants. So we're doing the hollow earth theory. Yeah. Using your extensive your mom's a very scientific person.
That is true.
So using your extensive scientific knowledge, what do you think is at the center of the earth?
Iron. Melted iron.
Melted iron. Just melted iron.
Yes.
That's okay. Well, modern science disagrees with you. There is iron, but it's not melted due to the pressure.
It's a solid ball of iron, is it not?
It's a solid ball of hot iron and nickel. But did you know that many believe that the earth is actually hollow?
I did not know that. Is this a fact?
I mean, it's a fact that many believe that, yeah.
Well, how about we go into this?
How about we go into it? I can see by the look on your face, you're like, oh my gosh. This is totally bogus.
I believe it is bogus.
But I beg to differ. I think that the Earth could 100% be hollow.
What would be it? Okay, all right. I'll save the questions for later.
You know that we know more about the surface of the moon than we do about the Earth under our feet?
I thought they said that about the ocean.
It's also true. Shut up. We're talking about the freaking... Okay. You know, the Earth is... The first layer is... 400 miles thick, and the deepest we've ever drilled is 7.5 miles. So various religions around the world associate the center of the earth as a hollow place or a hell. For example, the ancient Greeks believed in caverns under the earth that were entrances to an underworld. In Celtic mythology, there's a legend of a cave that is known as Ireland's Gate to Hell. Yeah, before I go, shout out to my listener in Sweden. I love you. Hope you speak English.
Worldwide podcast.
Yeah, me and PewDiePie. But anyway, but in Celtic mythology, there is a legend of a cave that is known as Ireland's Gate to Hell. It, according to legend, would see many strange creatures emerging from it. And heroes would supposedly go into the cave to find a purgatory under the earth's surface, which is neat. I mean, if you can just waltz into the purgatory. Hey. Native American mythology also states that the ancestors of the Mandan people emerged from a subterranean land through a cave on the north side of the Missouri River, and the elders of the Hopi people believe that an entrance in the Grand Canyon exists, which leads to the underworld. So you want to go to Grand Canyon?
I want to go.
I think me and you could find these places. Mm. I think we're good. Do you know who the Incas are?
The Mayans.
Yeah, the good old, like, human, they sacrifice children.
Right.
Yeah, so they believe that, the Inca lore is that they believe their ancestors came from caves which are located east of Cuzio, of a city in Peru. The actual theory of Hollow Earth was first put forward by a man named Edmund Halley in 1692. He had to have been a good-looking guy. I mean, Edmund, dang. You know a few. Oh, my God. You're talking about my sister.
No, I was not referring to that.
You were referring to my sister.
No, I was.
I'm not cutting that. I'm leaving that in.
I didn't. That was not. I made the joke after I made the joke, so.
Sure. So, Edmund Halley concluded that the earth was made. Oh, please, just pour the water all over. It doesn't matter. There you go. Get a good drink.
Yeah.
Edmund concluded that the earth was made of three concentric shells rotating around a core. I didn't know what concentric means, so I had to Google it. The word of the day, like we did in enrichment. Concentric is, it means of or denoting circles, arcs, or other shapes which share the same center. The larger often completely surrounding the smaller. So like Russian dolls. The shells rotated at different speeds and all had their own magnetic poles. Edmund came up with this theory to explain weird compass readings. He predicted that the inside layers had luminous atmospheres capable of supporting life and escaping gas caused the aurora borealis, which otherwise known as the northern lights. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. The idea was expanded on over the next few centuries until this theory split into two different paths, the convex earth theory and the concave earth theory. The concave hollow earth theory is the weakest of the two because it can be easily disproven by modern day science. This theory states that we humans actually live on the inside surface of a hollow spherical world, and the universe is actually contained within the earth's shell. So like if the earth was an egg, we live on the inside of the egg and the whole universe is like the yolk. Does that make sense?
We live on the inside of the egg.
Yeah, like if earth was an egg, we live on the inside of the shell, like we stand on the shell,
right? The inside,
and then like the yolk is like the universe.
What? So the universe is inside, like
yeah.
So what's the shell?
It's just a shell. Like they literally believe that nothing exists on the outside of the shell. Everything exists on the inside of Earth, which we live on the inside of Earth.
Who believes this?
Adolf Hitler.
Modern day science.
No, absolutely. Okay. Adolf Hitler believed in this. He even ordered his men to point an infrared camera into the sky in hopes to spy on British fleets.
Oh.
It didn't work. It didn't work.
Well, he had a lot of good beliefs.
Yeah, if you
look into it.
I wrote in parentheses, it seems Hitler just kept looking worse the more you investigated him. Then I put, that might be a hint of a future episode. The more plausible and popular theory that we'll be focused on today is the convex theory. The convex theory got rid of Edmund's multiple layers, and it also believed that at the north and south poles of the earth, there were entrances to an underground world, which inhabited advanced civilizations. The first guy we're going to be looking at is John Cleves Simmons. In 1818, he published his Circular Number 1, which, quotation, Circular Number 1, I guess it was a book. I couldn't find it anywhere.
His first book.
Yeah, it's number one. Yeah.
It's the number one book.
He declared to the world that the Earth is hollow in this book. His initial vision of the Earth's interior was like a simplified version of Edmund's multi-layered model, with the exception that Simmons' version included huge holes at the North and South Pole, which allowed access to the hidden world. These holes later became known as Simmons' holes.
So if he made this theory, why have we not explored the two Simmons holes?
Oh, we will get there, young major.
Okay.
You know, it might be spelled Siamese. You know, it's probably Siamese, but we're going to keep going Simmons. It's S-Y-M-M-E-S.
Okay.
And Simmons makes more sense to me. Yeah. So Simmons wanted to take an expedition to the North Pole, where he was absolutely sure he would locate one of these holes. He believed that the interior of the Earth not only could...
So he made this theory without even knowing if there were holes there?
Shut up. We're getting there. We're getting there. He believed that the interior of the Earth not only could but did support life. He said in that first book we mentioned that the inside of the Earth would be stocked with thrifty... His words, quote, stocked with thrifty vegetables and animals, if not men, end quote.
I'm out. Don't believe it.
You don't think they had thrifty vegetables?
To use the word thrifty, no.
Thrifty. You're wearing Mumford & Sons t-shirt. You have a guitar in the corner.
Can't help. It's not my guitar.
You walked in with a hat, with a flat bill hat, turned sideways.
That was a requirement.
I told him it was a requirement, and he did it.
So, back to the theory.
So, what was I calling him? Simmons? Simmons believed that his theory... No, it's Simmons. We're saying Simmons. Shut up. He believed that his theory was not... Will you let me talk? He believed that his theory was not science fiction, but in fact, science fact. It applied to not only the Earth, but to every planetary body in the universe. Yeah. So he thought every planet was hollow.
So, is that what he's thinking? When was this dude around?
1818.
All right, continue.
Anyway... Even in the 19th century, Simmons' theories were greeted with some hate from the public and scientific community, but he did not allow his theory to be silenced. He campaigned, gave lectures, and published letters about the hollow Earth, and was always wanting an expedition to the North Pole that would prove his theory. He was eventually able to convince enough people of the possibility of the hollow Earth that in 1822, he actually got Congress to vote on funding his expedition. It was immediately shot down. The vote was overwhelmingly no. He continued to campaign for this theory until his death in 1849. So now we get to meet one of my personal heroes and the main figure for modern day advocates of hollow Earth. His name is Rodney Clough. He wrote World Top Secret, Our Earth is Hollow. Sounds like a Tom Clancy game. he's a devout member of the Hollow Earth conspiracy. Specifically, he believed in
Sims 4.
Simmons. Just call Simmons.
The game.
Shut up. He is a devout member of the Hollow Earth conspiracy, specifically Simmons' model. Clough once wrote that, quotations, my conception of the hollow Earth, based on my research, is that the shell of the Earth is 800 miles thick from the outside to the inner surface, end quote. He then goes on to state, quotations, suspended in the center of the hollow is an interior sun that is divided by day and night sides, end quote. The other part of his theory is that near the North and South Pole are the holes that we talked about earlier called Simmons's. In the hollow Earth theory, supported by Clough, He believes there are, but not limited to, Germans, aliens, advanced civilizations, giant people and animals, and an enormous ocean, and a baby sun in the center of the Earth.
Wow. So, all of that,
he believes
Germans.
Yeah, like aliens.
Just only Germans.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like how when he told what he thought, like who was in there, he said Germans and then people. Like he, okay. Yeah. I'm not saying if you're from Germany, listen, Guten Tag, we love you. Unless you're a Nazi, we don't support Nazis. Clough also believed that the lost 10 tribes of Israel was guided there through the northern polar openings by God himself. He says that the sun in the middle of Earth was created by God to supply perfect conditions. The sun provides the perfect amount of heat in the day and a little less at night, his words. The perfect condition leads to humans living hundreds of years and trees growing to be thousands of feet high. He thought humans could grow to be 15 feet tall. That sounds like a paradise for you.
I mean,
because you're like, what are you, like 4'11"?
No, I'm actually, I'm a tall drink of water. If you've never seen me before, I'm pretty tall. So it sounds like the right place for me.
Sounds like the right place. One of the most popular pieces of evidence for Hollow Earth is a secret journal entry by Admiral Richard Byrd. Do you know who that is, Major?
Oh, the guy who flew over the...
Just say no. Just say no. Yes, he was the guy who flew over the North and South Pole. According to believers, his secret journal from 1947 included a report of flying into one of these holes and making contact with a race that lives inside the Earth.
He flew into the hole?
Yeah, like, I guess he just, like, nosedived in the thing.
Okay, so, like, Millennium Falcon type stuff?
Yes, okay. Exactly. But when he returned from his flights, he was questioned very heavily in Washington, D.C. about his statements that he released about the people he talked to. And supposedly was told to stop talking. You might be asking, like you did earlier, why would this be covered up? You know, why do you think it's covered up?
Why do I think the hidden journal is covered up?
And why do you think if this is true, why do you think the Hollow Earth is covered up?
Because it would completely disprove modern science.
That's a good reason. I was expecting you to say something stupid. Yeah. But,
pretty intelligent dude.
According to Clough, an international banking conspiracy, otherwise known as the New World Order. New World, and that's another hint to a future episode, possibly.
Bankers.
Yeah. No, but the banking conspiracy has been working to cover up the existence of a Hollow Earth and hide evidence of any of these holes to the underground world to keep the world from shifting in a major way, possibly taking power away from the New World Order. So, like, if these societies did exist that were highly advanced, they would become the new power and not the New World Order, you know? Because they wouldn't have the technology to compete with them.
Wait, so there's aliens, Germans,
people. 15-foot people, huge animals,
like a giraffe.
No, like they're rhino, elephant. Sure, like they're all animals, but they're all big because it's perfect conditions. So think like if like a dog is 1/3 our size and we're 15 feet, a dog would be 5 feet high. No.
Continue.
Through the mid 2000s into the early 2010s, Clough was actually a part of an expedition known as the North Pole Inner Earth Expedition. Unfortunately, a number of setbacks, including backers and members of the team falling victim to calamities ranging from cancer to fatal plane crashes, led to the expedition being put on halt. Is that strange to you that they all, like, the backers just mysteriously died in a plane crash? And
well, if they're nosediving into the center of the Earth, then I can imagine.
Well, they didn't. No. These people were just, they were like flying to go see their parents, man. And then they would plane crash.
As you do.
Uh-huh.
Now, is there a part that follows this as to why did they get dropped?
They got dropped because the New World Order didn't want them exploring, man.
Exploring the 15-foot tall people?
Yes.
And the,
every inch of them.
And the 8-foot tall platypuses. Platypi.
How big are platypuses?
Not that big, actually.
Then why would they be? Oh my. Okay, maybe they would. Who knows? The oceans are like supposedly huge. if the mission would have been successful, though, the team would have, if the mission would have been successful, though, the team would have been one of the world's first to take an ice ship and literally just charge straight into the North Pole. They would have gone the deepest, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, because isn't it like outlawed to go that far? I know it's outlawed to go.
Well, they were planning on it before their backers all mysteriously died.
I know it's against the law to go a certain distance into Antarctica. It's why I believe that the South Pole was in Antarctica, not a fact, but because actually I don't know why.
So you just made that up?
No, I did not make that up.
So you're lying to the audience?
No, I'm not lying to the audience. I believe it is too dangerous of conditions to make it to go that far without a crew to go with you.
There was going to be a crew before they all died from cancer.
Plane crashes.
Plane crashes and cancer. But he believes that these setbacks were, of course, from the New World conspiracy.
Wait, so he survived?
Clough is alive today.
How long ago was this?
If you've been listening, like my viewers over here, this was all happening within the 2000s to early 2010s.
Okay.
They are still looking for new backers and funding and a new expedition leader. And once they find this, they will continue with the project. So, Major, I feel like this is your calling.
I just got to learn how to fly a plane directly.
They're taking an icebreaker ship.
Okay.
What is very interesting is new evidence was actually found on June 14th, 2014 that actually supported Clough's views by scientists.
That there's a hollow Earth?
Yes. A group of scientists researching the Earth's mantle found evidence of a vast amount of water three times the size of the oceans contained in a mineral layer 400 miles under the Earth's surface. Does that sound interesting to you?
They found that?
They found evidence of it. They didn't find it. They haven't drilled 400 miles.
Exactly. Like you said earlier in the podcast, you said that we've only dug 7 miles into their surface. So
7.5.
7.5 miles into their surface. So how would...
They found evidence of it.
How?
Here, let me just get out my phone and call them and ask them. I don't know. The internet said they found evidence, man.
All right.
Making me look bad.
Continue.
I got to cut all that. I'm not looking stupid.
I don't know.
So, like I said, the farthest humans have ever drilled is 7.5 miles into the ground, which that's not even halfway to mantle, which is just molten rock. So, you can't say that the hollow Earth doesn't exist because we don't know.
Exactly.
But there is a plethora of evidence suggesting that it doesn't exist.
Well, I'm open for new ideas.
You're totally against this theory from the beginning. Don't even.
Well, I started to jump on where I found out there was 9 foot tall deer in the center of the earth.
That's a country boy's dream.
That's right. I mean, we're sitting in this room. I have one staring directly into me right now. Right above Mr. Edmund himself.
We have a mountain deer above my head. We have turkeys too. We're my brother-in-law's office.
I feel very uncomfortable in here. There's like 9 dead animals in here.
Yeah, there's a lot of dead animals.
All right, sponsor break. Me undies.
We'll post a picture of Major modeling them. Anyway.
Follow my onlys. What is it, OnlyFans?
Yeah, OnlyFans.
Okay.
You want to take a break for real?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
A few moments later.
So we just did like half the podcast and then we realized that the microphones were muted. So thanks, Major, for wanting to take a break.
It's so freaking hot in here.
It is hot in here. I agree.
Like an underground bunker right now.
The air conditioner won't work. I have no idea where we left off at. We're going to
the worst podcast that you've done.
Oh, my.
MeUndies.
So we're back, from our sponsor break, I guess.
Cash App.
Yeah, no, quit. Yes. Cool. We're not sponsored by any of these people. The first piece of information going against the hollow earth theory is seismic waves. So we've shot seismic waves into the Earth, and it's quite different from what a fully hollow Earth would look like. The time it takes for seismic waves to travel through and around the Earth directly contradicts what a fully hollow sphere would be. The evidence indicates that Earth is mostly filled with solid rock, which is the mantle and crust, the outer core liquid nickel and iron alloy, and the inner core a solid nickel iron ball.
Right.
I like you haven't heard this before. I'm just kidding. The next piece of evidence is something that these few you may heard of. It's called gravity. You know that is, Major?
Never heard of it. Please explain.
Okay, so gravity is, it's a force. Y'all know what it is. I'm not explaining what gravity is. These arguments go against the hollow earth theory because hollow planets are physically impossible when gravity exists. Because the solid spheroid is the best way to minimize gravitational potential energy of a rotating physical object. And to eliminate, like, so we, gravity just brings it into a ball, if that makes any sense.
It does.
So
it's like the gravitational force.
Yeah, you know what gravity is.
Yeah, I went to school.
Having hollowness is unfavorable in an energetic sense. In addition, ordinary matter is not near strong enough to support a hollow-shaped planetary size against the force of gravity. Quit snoring. I know you're awake. Your eyes are open. Oh, we'll just skip that part. All right.
So no, I'm intrigued.
No, I was going to go into numbers. You don't care about numbers. I was intrigued. You care about numbers?
I don't know what any of them mean.
Based upon the size of the Earth, the force of gravity on its surface, the average density of the planet is 5.515 gallons per centimeters cubed. And typical density of surface rocks are only half that, about 2.75 gallons per centimeters cubed. If any significant portion of the Earth was hollow, the average density would be much lower than that of surface rocks. The only way for Earth to have the force of gravity that it does is if the Earth was completely non-hollow.
So
solid. If it was completely solid. Yeah, I couldn't think of the word. The last piece of evidence that doesn't go against, but doesn't go with this theory is direct observation. Like we said, the deepest hole, 7.5 miles deep, is called the Kola Super Deep Borehole. A very creative name.
Right.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay. However, the distance to the center of the Earth is nearly 4,000 miles, and we haven't gone 1% of that. So, Major, after hearing all this important information, how do you feel about this theory?
It's 50-50.
It's 50-50.
I don't know whether to believe if it is or not. I would like to.
What do you want to be true? Do you want there to be 15-foot humans?
You know, I honestly don't care. You know, that'd be pretty cool if there were 15
foot. You don't care.
I don't care. I'm not going to be there anytime soon.
You don't know that. They're looking for an expedition leader right now.
You think I'm going to be the expedition leader?
You already look the part of a greasy captain.
No, you know, see, you said that in your last podcast, and I really got upset over that.
Yeah, we didn't even talk. Major, the guy that is our guest right now is the one that let me down last podcast.
I was not. Episode 2. I have a lot of plans.
He had to fix a PS4, which he was working on like 4 hours today, and it's still not fixed, guys. Anyway.
No, I have a lot to do.
You're getting off subject. Is it true or is it not?
That I have greasy hair.
Sure.
No.
Is it true or is it not about the theory we're going over?
The
one we just read. You know the thing we just did for the past like 45 minutes?
Right.
Is it true or not?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Did you not listen to any of the evidence? Yes,
I
did.
But am I going to? I honestly have no idea whether or not if the center of the Earth is a solid ball of iron and nickel, or if there's 12 foot tall capybaras running around down there. So
Major's not a man of science. As we already know, the chances of it being hollow is extremely low. I can almost say with a 99.9 percentile that the Earth is not hollow.
Yes, that's what I would like to believe.
Just said 50-50. But I would like to believe, but it would be really cool. Have you ever watched Journey to the Center of the Earth?
Yes, I have.
That would be so dope.
Nathan, what's his name?
The guy that was in that Looney Tunes movie.
PETA was in it.
Yeah, PETA was in it. What is it? I don't know his name. I'm talking about the guy that like looks kind of rough now.
Right.
The main character.
Yes.
And that pretty lady.
That was a great movie.
That was a fantastic. It was based off of a book. The book that was based off of these theories that I've mentioned.
Yeah, because you were saying all these things about there being wildlife down there. I was thinking of that movie. That was my scientific background.
I was upset to say that none of these theories thought the dinosaurs were down there, and that upsets me.
There might be dinosaurs down there. They don't
but
know.
We know. But what you're saying is we know 100% that there are German Nazis
Nazis and people.
15-foot people that live hundreds of years.
So are the German people just normal-sized people?
I mean, probably their first generation. I bet they're around average size now because it hasn't been long.
They've mated with like
they have perfect conditions.
13-foot tall women.
How would that work?
Sponsor break.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Cash App.
Thank you for listening to episode Major. Thank you for listening to episode 4 of the Amateur Analyst. Major, thank you so much for being a guest. You've definitely been the worst one I have yet.
Actually,
we won't ask you to come back on. Go follow his music account, I guess. I mean, he's not very good, but if you want to give it a go, it's that.
I told you earlier I like to play the strings.
Yeah, he likes to play the strings, so follow his Instagram at
Major Birmingham Music.
Major Birmingham Music. Very creative.
Spelt like the city.
Yeah, and Major spelled like a military
like
rank.
Like any major ever. The only way you spell major.
Follow my Instagram at The Amateur Analyst, my Twitter at Amateur Analyst. And come back next Monday to hear another story. Thank you.
What's next week? Oh.